Kodiak is a diverse place, and many residents take a winding road to get there. Perhaps no one has had a longer journey than Kodiak City Councilman Gabriel Saravia, who's gone from being an illegal immigrant to having a seat on the city's ruling body. Casey Kelly has more.
Gabriel Saravia first came to the United States in 1978, a 16-year-old kid with a second-grade education.
Well, I was born in La Moncada, Guanajuato, Mexico. And I come to the United States in the time I'm 16 years old. I cross the border, illegal alien, and come into Indiana and work in the farms for almost 3 years, from the time I'm 16 years old to the time I'm 19.
He read a newspaper article in Indiana that said there was a lot of work in Alaska, so in April 1981, he packed his things and boarded a plane to Juneau.
And I stay in Juneau for 2 days, and I don't find no work, and I buy a ticket to go to Anchorage and stay for 2 days. I don't find no work, and I buy a, somebody say they have a lot of fish and work in Kodiak, and I buy a ticket to come to Kodiak, and I arrive at Kodiak April 11, 1981, and I start working in Western Alaska Fisheries cleaning fish for $5.80 an hour in the line.
Saravia has worked at Western Alaska Fisheries ever since. He's now the personnel and production manager at the plant and says the company has treated him well. He says it was a lot easier in the late 70s and early 80s for an illegal immigrant to find work.
And in 1981, the time I come to Alaska, I'm still illegal. But in that time, you only have to say I'm an American citizen, and that's immigration's problem. They prove you that you're not. Not you, they prove them that you are. Right now, after the law changed, you have to prove them that you're an American citizen. I get the amnesty for Ronald Reagan in 1986, and I got my green card in 1986, or permit for work, and I become an American citizen in 1992.
He says becoming an American citizen is one of the proudest moments of his life.
This is the country of the opportunities, and I think I owe everything what I have and what I am to United States of America, and I feel that's my country. I still love Mexico, and I go visit them, but I love Kodiak.
He credits Kodiak Mayor Carolyn Floyd and her husband Joe for helping him out along the way. She was the one who urged him to get his GED at Kodiak College and later told him that he should run for the city council.
Carolyn Floyd is... I know them for a long time because of the cultural events and everything else. He's pushing me to run for city council for many, many years, you know. And I said, well, my kids are too small. I work in by hourly. I don't have no time. I need to work and everything. And finally, 5 years ago, they convinced me to run.
Mayor Floyd says she's proud of all that Saravia has accomplished.
He came here with less than a high school education, and yet he stepped forward and attended classes and got his GED, which is the high school equivalency diploma, and I'm very proud of him for doing that.
She adds that he represents an important demographic in Kodiak's diverse community.
When I met him, I knew he would be a great addition and representative of that group, of the Hispanic group on our council, and we need that because there's a large group of Hispanics, Mexican Hispanics that live in our community.
Saravia says he's proud to represent all the citizens of Kodiak, regardless of race or background. The most important thing to him, he says, is making sure Kodiak's economy stays strong and there's enough work in the local canneries for everyone who wants a job. For the past year, Saravia has served as the city's deputy mayor, representing the city at events and running meetings when Mayor Floyd is out of town. He says he hasn't decided yet whether he'll seek a third term on the council when his current tenure ends next year, but he plans to stay active in the community, and the 46-year-old says he has no plans to retire from his job at Western. I'm Casey Kelly.